my name's Tom Walker. Welcome to the Christmas edition of That'll Be The Day. In this podcast, we'll hear from a visually impaired woman who's had an extraordinary life. But before we hear from Penny Melville Brown, if you like the music at the start of this podcast, it's a track called That'll Be The Day by the Liverpool band The Vow. And as always, we'll be hearing a track by The Vow at the end of this podcast. To find out which one it is, stay tuned. Penny Melville Brown has known success and disaster throughout her life and has demonstrated a great deal of resilience in responding to the challenges that have confronted her. Before we hear from Penny, however, a huge thank you to Glynis Gillam from Blind Veterans, who put me in touch with Penny. As a former naval officer, Penny uses the charity's excellent services. Anyway, I joined Penny in her home while she was baking a Christmas cake. Do you want me to stir it?
Go on, if you can feel up to it.
Well, I'm not a cook, and I have to be honest, Penny, and say, I mean, I can reheat things and I can do curries and chili con carne, but cakes are a little bit beyond my pay grade generally, so...
Can I tell you, you could make this...
We've now moved to Penny's atrium, which was a present to herself for a certain birthday. We won't say which one it was. But it's lovely to meet you.
Thank you, Tom. It's lovely.
How important is Christmas to you, Penny?
Oh, really important. You know, I'm preparing cakes. I made mincemeat, weeks ago. My fruit has been in soak for the Christmas puddings and the Christmas cakes for about 3 months. We'll have about 3 Christmas trees here. There'll be Christmas stockings at the end of the bed, a proper Christmas lunch. I've already been wrapping Christmas presents. I think I've bought them all now. Just need to tartle them around and do all the decorative bits, and I'm getting on with it.
There is an art to wrapping presents, which I haven't mastered. Have you mastered it as a visually impaired?
Well, shall I tell you the most important bit about that art is actually to use the wrapping paper the right way out. You round the outside and then you cut across.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And that's called folding in.
Right.
And what you're doing is, I'm doing it with a silicon spatula.
You've had the most extraordinary life. I mean, anybody who knows anything about you at all will know that, you know, you've courted disaster and success almost in equal measure.
Yeah, yes.
Tell me first of all about your childhood, Penny, because you were fully sighted then, weren't you?
Oh, yes, yes. I was going to say I had a childhood like anyone else, but obviously not everybody else is fit and well throughout all their childhood. But I did school, I went off to university. What I really wanted to do was architecture at one stage and then law, but I gave up and did English literature, which was actually, in comparison, quite boring. Then I had a year, sort of free and gratis, because they offered me a teacher training postgraduate course. And I did that, and I decided that was definitely not what I wanted to do. But I was supposed to be getting married just about then, but my fiancé was killed in a car crash.
That's awful.
So it was awful. It was awful. So I decided I'd do something completely different. And you know how in the papers, well, I don't know whether they still have it in the papers these days, they have lots of adverts for jobs and things. So I applied to anything that might be vaguely interesting. So I did banking, retail, food, advertising, publishing, all sorts of different things. And I found one for the Royal Navy. And I hadn't realised at the time, but it was designed for men. But anyway, I applied. And the long and short of it is that I joined the Royal Navy. In those days, it was the Women's Royal Naval Service, as a direct entry Wren, which meant you did a quick shake and bake course at HMS Dauntless, which was in Nissen Huts back then. Then a bit of time at Portsmouth to learn about the Navy, just 3 months. Then I went straight off to Dartmouth to do my training as an officer.
Good so Lord,
I was
how
officer.
Posh.
It was, posh. It was, frightfully posh. And we even had practice cocktail parties, so you learned how to talk to people properly at a cocktail. Oh,
what did the work involve? What does an officer
drinking.
Do? Well, mainly drinking. Did you have any official tasks apart from drinking?
Well, I my first job was in Naples, where I was doing NATO intelligence. And then I went on and did home defence and war planning near Portsmouth. I went up to the Ministry of Defence, and I was in charge of public relations for the wrens, and then the Quorns, which is the Naval Nursing Service.